Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Greetings to everyone from around the globe. I welcome you back to ACC Global News on this very beautiful day. Again, we are welcoming all listeners from North and also South America and also from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor, and again, I am very happy to be with all of you here today. And today we have back with us a very wonderful and very inspiring guest. We have back with us women's engagement and success coach and also image consultant, Jennifer Becker. And she is the founder of JQIC International. And to anyone out there that is simply looking to increase their confidence, maybe change their image, something more positive, something more professional. People that are really looking to get their true worth and value, please grab a seat, grab a cup of coffee, get nice and comfortable, because Jennifer will be sharing a lot of very important information with us today. It is now Wednesday, the 17th of May, and I would like to remind everyone tuning in, especially a lot of our new listeners, if you do miss any portion of our segment today with Jennifer, it will be permanently archived on our Blog Talk Radio website. Please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. And also, if you're a big part of social media, just about all of us are now these days, we are also on Facebook. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. And we are also part of the worldwide Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, inspiration, it's everywhere. You just have to keep your eyes open and appreciate what really lies in front of you. And no matter what your dreams and aspirations may be, it's essential to remember that the path of success, it's seldom going to be smooth and easy, everyone. And while some people may dislike the idea of outside perspectives, it's those who reach out for assistance. And whether it's for a complete mental overhaul or just a simple tune-up, often experience massively positive results on the road to glory. And some of the most successful people in the world seek coaching services to align their missions in life. Now, Jennifer Becker of JQIC Incorporated is one incredible individual with really the knowledge, experience, and the mindset to assist those looking to really rejuvenate their spirit and really re-energize their lives. Now, with more than 15 years in the corporate world and working her way up to management, corporate consulting, image consulting, what Jen did was develop an amazing sense of strength for what it takes to succeed in business. And like many, she yearned for more. She felt a void in her life and set out on her own to work with others and taking really productive strides to create positive results. Truly an amazing person. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you Women's Engagement, Success, and Empowerment Coach, and also Image Consultant, founder of JQIC Incorporated, also known as JQIC International, Ms. Jen Becker. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you, Matthew. Thanks so much for having me on today.
We are very happy to have you on this very beautiful day. Now, Jen, to the people that really didn't get an opportunity to catch our prior segment, can you share with them who exactly is Jen Becker?
Sure, happy to. You know, I'm pretty much a regular girl. I just happen to have a huge passion for life. I love a good challenge. And I'm pretty much, you know, a corporate professional that turned women's empowerment and success coach. And I really believe strongly in empowering others, which is how I kind of ended up on this path. You know, there really came a point in my life that I felt like I needed more out of life. And I really just had enough, and I thought, I can do this better. And so I took the plunge from the corporate world to pursue my passion in supporting women in finding their voices. So in a nutshell, that's who I am.
Everybody that does tune into our show on a regular basis are aware that every guest on our show really has a very inspiring story. Jen, can you please share with the audience your personal journey that led you to where you are today?
Sure, absolutely. So I grew up in a small town called Longmont, Colorado. It's close to Boulder. And I was really painfully shy as a kid, and I just had so little confidence when I left home for college. I went to CSU, and near the end of my college career, I realized my choice of law school really wasn't meant for me, and so I unceremoniously said goodbye to that path, and I began my journey into the corporate world. And as you mentioned, I spent almost 15 years in the insurance industry, and I had the luxury of traveling quite a bit. I was working with absolutely amazing clients from all over the world, and I was really learning the intricacies of corporate survival, is what I call it. And I ended up at a very large international insurance consulting firm, and I was put into these crazy challenging situations, which were at the time very foreign to me, and I was, because I was such a shy, insecure girl, it was kind of like I was thrust into this life of a corporate traveler. It became apparent to me that I had so much to learn. And through this process, I was able to tap into one of my best qualities for a young person to have, which is observation. And it was critical for me to observe others that I really looked up to, and I was able to observe their behaviors, and it helped me understand what was expected of me, and it helped me learn and grow into a much stronger, more confident consultant for my clients, which is what they needed. You know, likely it took me longer than others to learn and grow into this role, but, you know, that's okay. You know, this corporate thing was really intimidating, and it was awe-inspiring all at the same time. But I chose to use that to my advantage and as inspiration so that I could be the best consultant that I could be. And that's where I kind of ended up where I am today, in a sense.
Really, despite the challenges that you've had in life, you've been able to succeed in many different ways. Who or what is your biggest influence in life?
You know, I would say my family. They're so supportive. I mean, my friends and family are amazing. I would say specifically my mom really, really showed us the way. She really worked her tail off after our dad left when I was six. My mom had three kids to raise on her own, and she showed us the value of what determination was, and she had an unstoppable work ethic at times, working two jobs and going to school. It was very difficult for her, and while I didn't know it at the time, the struggle we experienced was certainly what shaped me into the person I am today. I developed into a strong, determined, and super passionate person through all the challenges I've faced in my life, and that is really what kind of put me in the position to be able to learn and grow every step of the way.
And you're really very fortunate, again, to have such an amazing role model in your life. So, Jen, what really led to the foundation of your practice, JQIC International?
So, you know, that's a great question. I noticed a lot of patterns during my time in the corporate world, and I also noticed some patterns in my early adult friendships with other women. And I noticed some alarming behaviors, and sometimes it was discouraging. What I noticed was that women at times compete with one another, and they tend to be the B word to each other rather than lifting them up. And this really shouldn't be acceptable behavior. When I see women walking into meetings, and this is more on the professional side, women walking into meetings dressed for the club or a Sunday picnic wearing a maxi dress, but they're really not dressed for that meeting that they've shown up for. What you wear is so important for you to get your message across to others. And if you're wearing something that's really distracting, you're going to have a hard time getting people to hear your message and respect you at the same time. And finally, I've noticed that there is a general lack of confidence and self-limiting beliefs, which is so abundant with women. And I want to help create a movement that changes this in women and really foster an environment that guides them to understanding we are in charge of ourselves and our thoughts. It's us. We get to hold the reins.
And I think the points that you just touched on are really so important. And again, so true. I've seen it many times. And you mentioned to us when we initially spoke about burnout. What are some of the symptoms of a common burnout, and how do you help other women overcome this?
Certainly. You know, there are a couple of telltale signs. For me, it was first and foremost, I hated Sundays. I really would dread the whole day because the next day was my Monday. And if you simply hate going into the office or your job each, whatever your Monday is, there's a good chance you're burned out. There's another sign, which is the feeling of being blah, if you will. You just can't put your finger on what it is, but there's just something missing. And this can actually lead to self-destructive choices in our life, which are symptoms of a bigger problem. So when someone is exhibiting this, really they should take a step back and think about the source of these choices. The feeling of being content with your life is another one, where you're lacking any challenge whatsoever. Challenge is what keeps us alive as humans, and it helps us thrive. It's also a huge source of our joy. And it's really necessary for humans to thrive. So if you aren't being challenged, it's time to take a look inward and see if there are things that maybe you're not doing to challenge yourself. And then the avoidance of things or people is a really key telltale sign of burnout. And if you're avoiding things, it's time to think about why, because typically it's not about the thing or the person you're avoiding. It's important to kind of think about that. And how I help my clients get through that is we discuss certain aspects. It always comes out when we're discussing certain aspects of their life through the coaching program. And once they start to uncover certain patterns in their life, they start to realize, oh, I am burned out. I really do need to change this, and I want to change it more than anything. It's about them wanting it. So that's where it first starts.
Now, I also want to take it back a minute or so, and you touched on something that I believe is so important as far as appearance and how you would like other people to see you. And this is important, especially in the corporate world. How important is really fashion and appearance in building confidence in your own personal brand?
Absolutely. I'm asked this question pretty frequently. While it's not necessarily about the fashion, it's definitely integrated. It's the way in which you present yourself to the world. So how you present yourself is really a direct reflection of your brand. Your brand is you. So when you walk into a room, we want to make some sort of an impression, don't we? You know, and even
yes.
if we don't want to make an impression, we will. So it's up to us to control what that impression is. And if you want to be seen as a powerhouse of success and beauty, then your appearance really needs to jive with that message.
Yes.
Conversely, you know, that means you don't walk into a room of influencers with a wrinkled shirt or a skirt that doesn't fit and you need to brush your hair or you need a haircut. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. So at the end of the day, it's really about alignment. It's about aligning your appearance with what you want your brand to stand for.
And if we could go into a little bit more detail, and everything that you're saying, again, it is so true. I've seen it many times. What are some of the common mistakes that some women make in the area of appearance, especially in the business world?
This is an awesome question. I love this question. I would say that there are two really important mistakes that women make in their wardrobe in general, which obviously then flows into their work wardrobe. The first is cut and fit. So many women wear things that simply don't fit their bodies properly. So, for example, if you have a pair of slacks that,
yes.
you know, you're wearing into the office, it's really important for you to make sure that they're not too long. I've seen this so many times. Getting them hemmed for $10 to $12 at your local tailor will be worth its weight in gold. You know, and if an ill-fitting piece of clothing is part of your brand, which I highly doubt it is, then you might want to reconsider it. You know, and when you're talking about professional attire, it's sending the message that you may be a bit careless and messy. And at the end of the day, we need to be aware of the indirect messages that we're sending. The second piece, which is really important, is color. So many women wear things that really aren't in the right color palette for their natural coloring, meaning their hair, their eyes, skin tone, etc. When we do that, what commonly happens is we have a closet full of clothes that never seem to look just right. So you spend all this money on all these clothes that really don't match with what they should, and they always feel off. I find this quite frequently. So those are two really important pieces. And the last piece I think that's really important as well is appropriateness. What you wear to Sunday brunch, which I mentioned before, really isn't what you're going to wear to work normally. Or the
yeah.
club on a Friday night wouldn't translate into work attire. So using your inner guide and understanding, you know, what does my brand say, is really an appropriate question we should be asking ourselves. And then it just starts to become normal for you once you start to get into understanding how this all fits together.
And again, it's so important that you do bring up a lot of these facts. And again, women have, in my opinion, a much bigger challenge in this area. As far as men, we could really get away with almost wearing the same thing every day, maybe a suit or a simple shirt. But, Jen, what is the process when helping women develop, let's say, a more positive and effective appearance?
Sure, absolutely. Well, one key piece that I always like to mention is a lot of people feel like if they are hiring a coach, they're going to be judged. Well, it's not at all about judgment. It's about helping women feel comfortable and empowered. While it's my job to be blunt and honest with them, it's not my job to judge anyone. And we all need professional help in some fashion of our life, you know, an eating coach or a trainer at the gym, a financial advisor, et cetera. This is no different. And you focus on being a rock star. I'll focus on helping you get there. And so initially we begin with the assessment. It's like a style assessment. And the style assessment is all part of a bigger assessment, which I delve into where the client currently is, and specifically identifying areas of improvement and really gaining an understanding as to where she wants to be, where she sees herself. And then we work through the style assessment part of it. And a lot of people, it surprises me, so many people think they don't have a style. We all have a style. We're all very unique people. And so I really help my clients get to the point where she can see that she actually does have a style and what that means for her to incorporate into her look. And then this is, at the end of the day, helping women find their voice. And these ever so slight changes in our behavior is where it all starts to begin to transform. You know, and once the floodgates are open, watch out, because this is where they start to actually see some of the results. And then lastly, we talk about, you know, we've talked about the style and the mindset and all that fun stuff, but then I help them strategically shop for their body. This is a really important piece too. Rather than just throwing a whole bunch of money at random clothes, I help them understand how to tackle buying new clothes that won't break the bank, but also ensure she's shopping within her brand, because we've established that. And as I've talked about, it's a reflection of your personality and their sass and everything that embodies who they are. You know, it's just because we're professional does not mean we have to be stuffy. Those days are over. So that's kind of where we start.
Yes, I know that many people that are listening are thinking, well, I think this may be me. Can she help me? Is this something that I would need to do, you know, with the type of job that I'm working in? Who exactly is your client base?
Sure. It's women ages 28 to 48. That's, you know, a rough number, who are really destined for something great. Women who have a dream but really aren't quite clear on how to make them reality. Typically, my clients have no problem helping others, but they tend to put their own needs on the back burner. It's a very female trait. And so it's helping them overcome the fact that they don't have to feel guilty by making these strides for themselves. And my clients range in backgrounds from the stay-at-home mom who wants to reintegrate into the corporate world but isn't sure where to start, the professional who's been, you know, kind of chugging along but feels totally stagnant, and, you know, it could be the manager who wants more but doesn't know exactly what it is or how to get there. And I recently heard someone say, the how isn't your business. And that's so telling, because the how isn't your business. It's if you want it and you have a dream – and you've established that, we'll get you there. Don't worry about that part.
And again, to everybody out there, you can be an executive. You can be a stay-at-home mom. Jen Becker will be able to help you. Can you please share with them, how do you exactly incorporate the image consulting into your practice?
Well, so as you probably can see, I believe that image is really an important part of your brand as a person. You know,
and
you can't
is.
See brains from across the room. And it's important for us to be sure our appearance aligns with the life and career we want and deserve. I always say to my clients, let your inner sass show through, walk into the room, and own it. You know, so I work with my clients to understand how image ties together with their professional persona. We review in some detail how to incorporate their own personal style into their work wardrobe so that they can still be unique and expressive and professional at the same time. You know, the days of the boring gray, blue, or black suit as your uniform are over. I say bring on the fun, exciting, and expressive wardrobe to make us stand out from everyone else. You know, that's the key to a solid brand.
And again, when you do say you can't see brains from across the room, again, I believe that is so right, especially the way you worded it. Now, I want to touch on confidence. How much importance is there in building confidence in, let's say, the healing or discovery process when you are working with women?
You know, this, it is huge. It's a critical piece in both the healing process as well as the discovery process. When I'm working with a client, we really uncover various pieces that may be holding a client back from becoming her true self and in turn accomplishing her dreams. Confidence is the key to developing the strength and the gumption to take risks in life, you know. And we all have self-limiting beliefs. Every single one of us, I don't care who it is, everyone does. But women tend to have these, and they use them as a way to hold themselves back. They do that more than men tend to do. So it's really boiling it down to mindset. Our inner dialogue is what fuels our confidence ultimately. You know, and there's a great deal of mindset that comes along with my coaching programs. And there's a reason for it. If someone isn't dressing appropriately, typically there's a reason for it. It's not that they're lazy or they're sloppy. They either don't know how or there's something else going on, and that's the last thing on their mind. So women tend to shrink back, you know, into the darkness when they want or need something, like a raise or a promotion, that project that they want to be assigned, that question they're dying to know the answer to. You know, they'll typically not ask it, and it's because they're afraid to ask, or they don't want to burden anyone with their questions, or simply they feel stupid asking for whatever it is they need or want. And, you know, we wouldn't talk to a friend like we talk to ourselves. So why then is it okay to be so critical of ourselves? That should be the first indication that we need to integrate kindness into our inner dialogue. Work on flipping that switch first and foremost, and the rest will follow, including confidence.
And for the women out there that are tuning in that are thinking, yes, you know, I want to change my image. I want people to see me in a different way. What is the time period where women can expect to start seeing results once they actually start working with you?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. So the programs that I have are between 8 and 12 weeks, depending on the program they choose. Clients tend to start seeing results after the first week because we identify certain key pieces and self-limiting patterns that really open their eyes to their self-limiting mindset. You know, and that's really what opens the door to endless possibilities. And, you know, it's when we deal with that and the mindset piece of it, and the ego that's getting in the way, that they start to see results pretty quickly.
And everyone is aware, you know, there's so many different coaches out there and therapists. In your opinion, Jen, what makes you feel really sets you apart from all of the others that are in your industry?
Sure, yeah, that's a good question. It is pretty flooded. Honestly, I am these women. I've been in their shoes before. I happen to have just grown up shy and poor and really not the most academic person in the world. But, you know, I always had gumption and I've always been passionate. And because I came from a poor, hardworking family, it certainly fueled my drive and passion to make a difference. And I believe so strongly in my clients that so many women have what it takes to get to the next level. So long as they're willing to trust the program, do the work, they won't regret it. And I'm there to help guide them through every step of the process.
And again, I really look up to you, the fact that you are now dedicating your life to helping these other women out there achieve these incredible results. We have a little under a minute left. Time went by so quickly. Again, you brought up so many very important points. Where can these women go to really get more information about you or to sign up for your program?
Sure, absolutely. They can find me at my website, www.jqicinc.com. That's www.jqicinc.com. I'm on Instagram as well, JQJen, and come reach out, give a shout. I'd love to hear from you.
And again, we're just about out of time today, but again, to all of the women out there, if anything that Jen mentioned is even remotely familiar, please reach out to her. And again, this could possibly change your life forever. Jen, do you have any parting words for our audience today?
I'm very grateful to your listeners. I'm grateful for being on the show. And ladies, don't hold yourselves back. It's not fair to you. You have what it takes. I'll help you get there. Absolutely. Don't sleep on it. Act now. It will change your life.
And again, that is so true. And to everyone out there, you heard it from the expert yourself. Please reach out to her. This could be a life-changing experience. We're just about out of time, but I do want to thank everybody in our audience for tuning in today. And Jennifer, I thank you very much for coming on today and really sharing your story and your practice with our audience. Thank you very much. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too, Matthew. Take care.
And
bye. To
everyone in our audience, please visit accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times. And again, thank you very much for joining us.